Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keish, how are we doing today?
Doing okay, doing okay. I'm on my phone, so let's hope the audio is okay.
Well, yeah, you sound okay from here, but I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
They said this call will be recorded and it will be amazing. So
Oh, okay, yeah,
we're
we'll.
gonna trust Podbean on that one.
Okay, all righty. So let's see, we're covering Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? And there was a lot of action or a lot of movement anyway.
There was, and there was some plant stuff, and
I knew you were going to bring up the plants, Gia. I was going to ask you if you could maybe.
did you notice the plants, or you just knew that I would bring them up? I
I
mean,
noticed them and I thought, oh crap. She is going to talk about the plants. All right, let's get this one plant question out of the way. How did the plant in Sonny's penthouse survive if he hasn't been living there?
yeah, is there a service or something? I don't know.
I know you would like to have a service like that of your
I would
own.
like to be the service,
Yeah, right.
yeah, 'cause I get great joy from caring for plants. But yeah, so wasn't that a cool little arrangement? It was like a bowl of baby spider plants.
Yeah, I could even identify that plant. Yes.
Yeah. But normally you have this raggedy ass looking plant with a sort of rust colored, dried out babies
Yeah.
hanging off it.
All the suit.
I think you've had a spider plant in your lifetime.
I don't believe that.
I
No.
think you have.
Unless somebody
Well, that's why
gave
you
it
don't
to
remember
me.
it. The
The only plants I've had have been gifts from people, and I have dispatched with them immediately.
people that don't know you at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was so cool. Like, it was very lush and fresh looking, like it had probably just been assembled and put there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's the deal with that penthouse. It looks weird. I don't remember it.
I don't remember it quite that way.
And it has all those
Anyway.
weird, like busts in it. But I immediately
Yeah.
was like, ooh, I don't currently have a spider plant because it's so like, what is the word? Passé,
Yeah.
ubiquitous.
Yeah.
That, but now it kind of makes me want one just so I can harvest the babies and put them all in a bowl like that.
All right.
And also just the concept of a bowl of spiders, like if you don't say the word plant, if you just say bowl of spiders, like that's creepy,
That freaks people out, some people.
Yeah. But I just thought it was very creative. I liked it.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
Is that
so
it? Is that
thanks for letting me get that out of the way.
I'm hoping that's all you need in the
And
plant department.
well, in the plant department, I looked something up.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, yeah.
Also related to, well, it was a conversation that happened between Dante and Sonny in that
Yep.
penthouse.
Right,
And you
right.
probably knew about this, but they were talking about Brigadoon.
Oh yeah,
Were you familiar with that particular musical?
No, I would have thought you'd be more familiar with your dad's love of show tunes, but
Oh my
no,
God.
I know.
That
I
brings
don't.
up a bad memory about you and show tunes and my father and
I know.
still.
That's gonna give people the wrong idea.
Don't know what kind of weird idea that'll give it. So, yeah, you tell him what you gave my father as a gift.
Did I give him a soundtrack to something like
Yeah, you
Oklahoma?
gave him a CD to Music Man,
Oh, Music Man. Okay.
which I believe isn't that the 76 trombones and like every pain in the ass song. Yeah, well,
I don't
anyway,
know. We're going off
he loves that crap.
on
Anyway,
another.
so yeah, I had to look up Brigadoon, and I'll tell you quickly. So it was originally, a Broadway show and then a movie with, I don't know, like Gene Kelly or something in the 50s. So, Brigadoon, the concept is, let's see, rising out of the Scottish mist only once every 100 years and only for one day, Brigadoon is an enchanted place where life is simpler and easier, untouched by the worries of the modern world. What does that sound like?
Yeah, that sounds like Nixon Falls, baby.
That's Nixon Falls in a nutshell. And so,
Yeah.
there's this plot where they stumble on it. They're on some hunting trip in Scotland, but the concept is that you can stay in Brigadoon or you can leave, but if you stay, you stay forever.
Right.
And it won't reappear till the next 100 years. But if you love someone strongly enough, you can make Brigadoon reappear.
Huh.
So, wow. You know, I'm wondering if this whole, like, plot of Nixon Falls is somebody had this, you know, they've all probably got a Broadway background.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I just thought, are we about to have Nina and Sonny, you know, revive their forbidden love and go back to Brigadoon?
Well, that's all very interesting, Gia. Sure, I'm glad you looked it up. and you, I believe you said I had to look it up. You didn't have to. You chose to.
What I meant was my ignorance of Broadway shows caused me to have to look it up.
I didn't think that was interesting.
What? You know what I am, and maybe you're not, is I'm a lifelong
learner. Start
with
an L? Oh, learner. Learner, that's another word that starts with L. Yeah. Okay. Good save.
I saw an article today. It made me think of you. It was 12 ways to make yourself more likable. I thought about forwarding it to you.
Oh, God. Do you think starting a podcast about General Hospital is one way?
Yep. After that. Learn
what
the
are the other 11?
Yeah. Play the banjo.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. I didn't click on it, but I just had an evil impulse to send it to you to just sort of brighten your day. Because that's the kind of friend I am. Let's talk about General Hospital. God.
Wow, nobody needs our group therapy. Like an Eminem song. Okay. Well, I did think it was interesting. I'm beginning to really become fond of the Dante Sonny conversations.
Those they both shine at that. Yeah,
they do. They do. Dante's definitely sort of in his element there, I think. And he does bring out a nice side of Sonny, I like this Mike Sonny blend that we're getting now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a struggle for him, and we might be breaking up one of the super couples, but and you know, I've heard him say, Maurice, I don't know if it's Bernard, that, you know, he's kind of tired of playing Sonny after all these years,
and it would
become tiresome to hit those same emotions all the time. So,
right. Yeah.
To allow him to stretch his wings a little bit.
Which,
you know, I mean, he seemed gleeful when he was playing Mike.
Right. Yeah. And even before he had his conversation with Dante and everything, I was feeling like the Brigadoon sort of temptation, kind of like how hard would it be to shift back into your old life? When you'd experience something that was just nice and simple, you know, and it was mostly good stuff, you know, without all the baggage.
Sort of magical little snow globe world that we loved it too.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that whole concept is this Brigadoon, this appearing one, you know, it's like it could be a plot right out of Star Trek, you know, that sort of.
Yeah. That's
little
that's fair.
Moral dilemma, or I don't know if it's moral, but what choice would you make? You know, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was kind of cool. As much as I hate to admit it, but I really don't like Broadway. I don't know.
I don't either. I continue to believe that it's got to be dead. Although I guess it is dead now because of COVID. But
yeah, sadly, but people love it, absolutely love it. And so I feel badly that I can't. I try.
I know. I'm with you there. Yeah.
Okay. Sister.
High five.
All right. Well, you keep going, because I get off track. So you keep directing us here.
All right. Well, we sort of got into Friday before we got into earlier in the week. Is there anything we need to revisit? We did have like a real moment of awkwardness and strain between Michael and Willow and Harmony.
Oh, yeah. That
we're
was
seeing,
good.
yeah, I think we're seeing a very unattractive side of Michael these days, aren't we?
Yeah, I was thinking during that, which I like seeing that because, you know,
Yeah,
he needs to
yeah.
be more complicated. But the word that came to mind is one of your favorite words that I have asked you not to use in my presence.
Moist. Intimate.
Well, it's kind of related, but is this, are we rated to say words like this?
Yeah, we are. We can use the
Okay.
word.
Yeah, like you used to have that t-shirt that said, don't be a douchebag.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I never liked being seen with you when you were wearing that. You know, I just felt so I
If
like
ever the world needed more t-shirts like that, I think
I
it's
know, but
now.
it's like I was just like, oh, keep it classy, friend. Anyway,
There was a picture of my dog saying, don't be a douchebag.
I don't know how that makes it better, but anyway, yeah, Michael was being a douchebag. That whole
Yeah.
like sort of quid pro quo was when
Yeah.
he like says to Willow, like, now you understand why I did what I did. It's
Yeah.
like, oh
Yeah.
man. You know, you could see her kind of recoil with like,
Yeah, you
whoa.
can. You really can. And she seems like somebody who's, I don't know, sort of knows herself well enough to know that eventually she's not going to be able to just sort of, brush these feelings aside. You know, they're all
Yeah.
going to kind of accumulate, and she's going to realize, wow, I might have hitched myself up to a douchebag.
Yeah, the sort of puppy love thing they had
Yeah.
when they were both like just mousketeers, you know. Now the like the mousketeer ears are off and we're kind of seeing the real
Yeah.
people. But yeah. And he got
Yeah.
a haircut. Like his hair was what I actually liked
Yeah.
about him recently. And now it's gone. So yeah, that was good. And even him, you know, I know that Harmony did horrible things,
Right.
but just the way he spoke to her, like
Yeah. Yeah.
in Willow's presence, like, well, that's still her mother, you know.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think that was very cool either.
Yeah, so he was just, I don't know, is he showing some like, I don't, is that the Quartermain into him or the Corinthos, or I don't know. He was, yeah. Highly
Yeah, I don't
unattractive.
know. I guess it's like the life's complications when they, when
Yeah,
it gets to
really,
be
they
too
ugly
much
hair.
for him, you kind of see like how he handles pressure and all these
Yeah, not
complicated things.
attractively. Not,
Not
yeah.
attractively, no.
What else did we? Oh, we had some stuff with Gladys and Sasha
Yeah.
and Brando and. God help me, I'm liking Gladys more and more. You know, we're seeing like
Yeah, yep. She's got some
Gladys be,
depth to her and some
yeah.
compassion, which we didn't see that much before the whole baby
And
thing.
did you think that, you know, Sasha was just going to dive
The
right into a big
drugs.
plate full of white powder at any.
I was starting to think, oh my God, that's where they're going to take this, and I don't want that.
Yeah, and they mentioned that like the makeup artist was coming, and I
Yeah,
was like, oh, that was the makeup, you know,
Yeah.
artist that, yeah. But then she put
Exactly.
on her own lipstick. I was like, well, why are you putting on your own lipstick if some makeup artist, you know, you're just gonna have to wash it off. They'll probably want a different color. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had that those moments, so
Yeah.
little development in that storyline. What else did we have?
Well, we had the whole Ava, this was also, I guess, Friday stuff. But Ava and Spencer and Trina, and meanwhile, Esme, Cam, and Joss were at Kelly's. You remember, like, there were two sort of scenes going on simultaneously.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, oh, I know what I wrote down.
Snake dress.
I did. I wrote down snake dress.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I wrote down Esme snake dress, and because I knew you'd be all over that, and I was out at a restaurant last night, and I was noticing the number of animal prints I saw. I saw two handbags that were animal print and one little short skirt on a woman who should have known better, sort of a leopardy kind of thing. But I did not see any snake prints. So I'm wondering, are they like ahead of the trend here with the
I don't know unless
reptilian fabrics.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no. They're not ahead of the curve there. But
and is
I was,
it like a is it like a signaling, like a not foreshadowing, because we know she's supposed to be evil, but
yeah,
you know, is it a symbolic look for
right?
It was,
Well,
it was
they've had
Carly that,
Ava. I think Ava, or was it Carly? Somebody was in a snake dress before.
Carly was in a snake dress for like 2 weeks straight,
yeah,
and
you were
going
right.
nuts about it, and but I
well,
kind of actually liked Esme's dress.
Did you?
Yeah, like the shape of it, you know.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. You didn't like it?
Well, no. I thought the snake print was a little too obvious, you know, on Esme.
It'd be fun if they had her in a fabric that was like decorated with like little snuggles,
kitty.
the fabric
Yeah.
Care Bear or something, you know,
Right.
sort of a
Yeah.
The opposite.
But, right. And I do believe that to her core, Esme is evil. And
you're not buying this little moment of sort of humanity that she showed?
No. Oh, I think I forgot a crucial point that you might have missed since the last five Fridays were cut off for you. Yeah, I think I did because, well, at first, before this even happened, I was scared that Cam and Joss seemed to believe that for a minute Esme could be sincere.
Yes. Yeah, and I did too. So no,
but
that was an act.
They showed her at the end of the episode at the hospital picking up a prescription, and the nurse who was handing it to her said, "You need to meet with the pharmacist so they can go over how you use this." And she said, "Oh no, I know how to use it," and she just kind of walked away. So I don't know if she's going to drug everybody at the cabin and then have them shipped into like compromising positions. I don't know, but.
She's going to drug Cam and have sex with him. That's what's going on there. I mean, that I enjoyed the little conversation they had about angry Cam.
Yeah, how she thought.
Angry Cam, you know, and she said, angry Cameron sounds quite intriguing.
Yeah.
And I wrote down rut-row.
Yeah, right.
But I like this angry Cameron concept.
I like that he recognizes that little side of him is not good.
I used to have an alter ego. I worked in the school system for so long, and so I don't know if you remember, but I called myself Summer Lauren. Oops. I let out my real name. Yeah. But she was like a lot more fun because, you know, working in schools and constantly you got to get your homework, and you know, I was very had a more regimented side that was being enhanced by all that structure all the time. But Summer Lauren was, you know,
breezy like, and
easy breezy
to the wind, as they say. As
like, you know,
as Dante said,
up for whatever. And I think people wanted to be around Summer Lauren, you know.
Yeah.
She's gone now.
Who do we have now?
I don't know.
COVID Gia.
Old lady Gia. But there was a decided like lifting of a dark cloud when school was out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I like this whole like angry Cameron, like he's a separate being. You know?
Well, yeah. He did seem a bit possessed, didn't he, when he was angry Cam?
Yeah. And they, you know, they shared a moment, Reptile Esme and Cam.
Yeah,
when they were
I
sitting
guess that's kind of true.
But
yeah.
I kind of feel like they've been foreshadowing that Joss is up to something too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like in other episodes, they've shown her acting like she's got some little plot going. The whole cabin weekend is going to be, I don't know.
It's going to be a nightmare.
And then if they throw in like Jason in the mask, not GH
Jason, not our
Jason, but horror movie Jason, you know.
Yeah.
I know you love horror movies, so you maybe haven't even seen that. Which one is that? Halloween?
I don't know, but I haven't seen it. I believe life is scary enough.
Like back in the back, growing up, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god. These moments where I feel like I need to send you that article now, you know, like
be more likable.
Like, don't be a weirdo. See all the regular movies that everybody else sees. So that you're not like completely out of the freaking cultural loop, you know?
Well, yeah, I do know how frustrating it is if I'm talking to somebody who I know doesn't watch TV. I think, what is the fucking point? You know? Get out.
That's funny.
That's where all of my references come from, is TV.
Oh, speaking of TV, so I was watching an old episode of what the hell is it called? The Mindy Project.
Oh yeah, I like the Mindy Project. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you notice that Brooke Lynn was on there?
Ooh. Huh.
She was like a secretary, or I don't know. That's not politically correct. She was like a office assistant or something.
Okay. Huh. I'll have to look.
And I don't know how many years ago that was, but. Yeah, she looked quite young.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Good tip. All right. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I think I just watched like the first episode. I was like flicking through shows like, oh, yeah, I used to like this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny.
Fun.
Okay, sorry. I'm like totally keeping us off track, just random.
Well, let me see. What else was crucial that we should discuss? Oh, well, I did like, I liked when Phyllis and Nina had their conversation, and Phyllis
did too.
What we expected her to do. You know, she tried to bring her back to reality, but you can see Nina's wheels are completely turning, and she's not going to listen to anybody who's trying to talk sense.
Now, her hamster has had like 8 Red Bulls, and it's got that wheel spinning. Yeah, if it were an old movie, I'm not advocating violence, but if it were an old movie, there would have been a moment there where Phyllis would have like shaken
Nina
by the front, you know, grabbed her by the arms and shaken her, and then slapped her to bring her to her senses, you know.
That would have been good, yeah.
You know, because she's she's in this like la la land.
She's feeling like she can justify everything.
And it's not going to be a la la land. It's going to come to pass. You know,
right. I think Mike/Sonny he deserves better than somebody like Nina, you know?
Well, but she's it. She's like the dream. She's in the dream.
She's in the dream.
Yeah. So he doesn't even know what she is. You know, she's a dream woman.
Yeah.
I don't think it's sustainable in the real world, but they're both they're both kind of in this fog, this sort of mist and it probably is much nicer to think about that little dream world where nothing.
Definitely.
You know, they were really the only ones in it. It was like 4 people in that world once they got rid of the bad guy.
Yeah, and all you had to do was tend a bar where there were no customers.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's quite appealing, really.
But yeah, I did like that. And I was wondering where Phyllis was, so I was glad she's back. But she's, you know, she's the wise woman counselor, and I like her fashion also. I feel like I should go that direction. You know, it's
God. Okay.
No? Well, she's always got something like mildly peasant inspired.
She can pull that off.
I hear what you're not saying there.
Good. Trying to be more likable.
Try harder. No, but see, I think that sort of that's a subtle adding to her character is that, you know, it's a little bit of a bohemian you know, throwback kind of look. But she's not like, you know, I can't smell the patchouli through the screen or anything.
Maybe on Harmony we could, but yeah, not Phyllis.
But Harmony doesn't really dress that way. You see her as a patchouli kind of gal?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, she's evolving a little bit and she's starting to become more likable, of course, of course, that's what happens.
Blah, I kind of like the smell of patchouli, although I've never worn it. But
yeah, thank you. Jesus.
I think I equate it with the smell of weed, you know, which and Summer Lauren and all, you know, just carefree times, maybe that's it. Weren't worried about the bills and stuff. I don't know.
That it's so it is so tempting. I mean, God, if we had a choice to go to Nixon Falls, you know, whatever that is, Nixon Falls,
Yeah.
man, I
You
would
think
take that
you'd
in a
go.
second.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said something, I think it might have been Dante, about like it's almost like Sonny has a hangover. It's like he's got a Nina hangover. It's
Oh,
like,
Sonny
yeah.
said that
Oh, did he
about
say
it,
that?
like it was a
Yeah.
hangover.
Yeah, and that's kind of like that foggy, hazy, you can't think too hard. Yep. Let's see, what else? Oh, what did you think about Carly was having a conversation with Olivia, where Olivia was kind of equating what Carly felt for Jason with Sonny, Nina, and
I
Carly
thought
was
she could
kind
have
of
driven that point home a little further, even because
Carly was
it.
bristling a little bit about it.
Oh, she was. You could see her lip kind of curling there, you know. But you know, Olivia was right, and it was different in the sense that Carly did know who she was, you know, and Sonny
Well,
didn't, you know.
but Sonny was dead as far as she knew, so
Well,
I
that's
mean,
true.
once again, you can't really blame her for and I mean, of course, since he walked in on them about to sleep together, she sort of had to fess up. But I think she's been more upfront with him about what was going on there. I don't know. I feel like he's the one who just didn't want to think too hard about what Carly and Jason were about to do, you know.
What they said about how she handled that and how she sort of blocked it out, you know, after Sonny came back, all that seemed pretty accurate. And I think, you know, Sonny knows, you know, he should have brought it up sooner, and that's what Carly's just gonna insist on, you know, as what he did wrong was not telling her sooner. But you know, the fallout would have been pretty much the same, I think, you know, whenever she
Yeah,
found
that's
out,
true. That's true.
you know.
Yeah. So it is kind of convenient to just be saying like you know, it's 'cause you withheld it. But yeah, you're right. She would have been flipping.
She would have been, I think
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Think.
But I don't know.
So.
I'm Team Carly. She's angry because she's wounded, you know. That's the she just goes a like flipping angry first. I don't know.
And there's no way Sonny could even try to pretend that, you know, he doesn't have feelings for Nina, because he knows Carly knows him too well, you know.
Yeah, but I like that they're making him go ahead and say it, you know. Like it's a refreshing sort of honest turn, you know.
It is.
So I like what's going on here. Good job, writer.
I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm okay with this couple breaking up if it means that we can have like this more honest Sonny Mike guy, you
Yeah,
know.
more complexity. To these relationships. Yeah, I like it too. Yeah. I don't mind breaking people up. Because it's not, first of all, it's not real, you know. I'm not really even worried about the children or anything. It's because it's not real. It's not for real. But let's see, what else happened? Oh, well, we didn't really cover, I mean, it was earlier in the week, but maybe it
The
wasn't,
news.
but Tracy being arrested. While Sam and Alexis are, you know, clinking their cups, and I don't know, it's like I don't know. I think they're still floundering with Sam, Alexis. I don't know, but it was kind of fun to see Tracy just be indignant about being arrested,
Yeah,
you
that
know.
was a fun moment, and well, I like that it sort of conveniently removed her from Brooklyn's, you know, story, because it seemed like, you know, she was afraid Tracy was gonna bust
Oh
that
yeah,
whole
blow the
thing
whole
wide
thing.
open, you
Oh
know,
yeah.
so maybe that spares her that a little bit.
Oh, the other thing I wrote down was that Friday, like that baby was so on. Like they kept having shots of the baby, of Bailey, Because she was looking super cute. And that whole scene, she was like looking up Finn's nose, which was funny. You know, she's like hanging off the front of Chase in one of those little harnesses, and she couldn't stop looking up his nose, and she was looking pretty cute.
Yeah, she was. And Chase is looking cute with her, you know. He's quite likable these days.
Yeah, the heartbreak of what's going to happen to them, more so Brooklyn, obviously, is really coming home to roost, how hard that's going to be, and how hard it would be for a baby to like rebond with a whole new mother. And anyway, and then the other reality thing that I'm sure you saw was that they've stopped new production for the moment. Did you see that? Yeah,
I
so
think they've got enough episodes in the can that we'll be all right for a while, but
yeah, so hopefully we won't go back into our pandemic mode completely, but
God, then we'll just talk about plants.
I
Damn
I've got a lot of material.
it.
No, I'll try to lighten up on that. But I just think it's cool that it's like an element of a show. You know, I'm
Well,
trying to
I
think
think
of like,
I don't know if everybody watching is keeping score on what the plants look like and how they're doing,
au
you know.
contraire, I read the General Hospital snark on Facebook. It gets talked about like crazy, and I think you're,
Oh God, I'm the exception.
people so notice it, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they love the plants like I love the plants, and I just think it's pretty cool that it's part of the styling. Like, I'm trying to think of shows, like nighttime shows that I watch where I'm noticing plants, and I can't think of much going on
Well,
there.
that's because you watch MASH, Blue Blood.
No, I'm home again. That's a dad thing. I don't get any MASH here. I don't know what channel it's on that I'm not getting the reruns, but I know I could watch it on Hulu now, couldn't I?
Maybe, probably,
Yeah.
yeah.
But I'll tell you,
Doesn't
I
mean
swear to
you have
God, every time I tune in to MASH to watch for a while again, I get the
to.
episode where Henry dies, and I'm like, I can't, my heart can't take it. And don't tell me you don't know what episode I'm talking about.
I know, I'm sure I've seen it, but it was a long time ago. I promise I've seen it.
My dad and I sit there, and it's like Rocky Horror, you know? We could
God.
say all the lines. We could be throwing stuff and, using a squirt gun. Oh. Oh, no. Do I have to ask? Do you know what Rocky Horror Picture Show is?
I do know what that is. Haven't seen it,
Oh.
but I know what it is.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh. What were you doing?
Was watching a lot of TV. I love TV. That's
Yeah,
my
I guess so. But they didn't
box.
show Rocky Horror in a movie theater near you, like.
They probably did. It was always one of those midnight things, right?
It's a midnight thing.
Yeah,
Yes,
I don't know.
I
Didn't
think I got
know.
mono there. Like,
Okay, see, I wish I'd done
it's like
that.
are all these rites of passage that just like I don't know what you were doing. I don't know.
I
I don't
don't know
know.
either, Gia, but
It's fun
whatever.
to imagine, like, if we would have even spoken to each other in high school.
I think we would have. I'm pretty sure.
You think we would have or wouldn't have?
I think we would have because
Yeah?
nobody else was speaking to
Wow.
us. I'm just kidding. Of course, we had friends.
Well, I guess you could have gotten me watching General Hospital back then. I don't know what that would have done.
Yeah.
That would have, and it's interesting to imagine the trajectory of my life if I'd started watching earlier. I don't know.
I
For
guess
better
we'll
or for
never
worse.
know, will we, Gia? We'll never know.
Not unless we can find an alternate reality. Which they're out there.
They're out there, sure.
This is just an illusion that we're in at the moment.
Oh, I wish.
Okay, so before I start talking about Star Trek, we should probably wrap it up because
Yeah,
we've gone
let's
over our
wrap this one up.
self-imposed time limit.
for the good of
quality product or no? You be the judge. But we're rocking the numbers lately, baby. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna quit the day job.
Okay. All right. I don't know. This might change things. This last
Figure out
34
how to monetize this puppy.
minutes.
Just,
All right, yeah.
Okay. It was fun, and yeah, we'll talk again soon. I don't know if I've got a short ready or not, so we'll talk
Yeah.
about that off
Work on
screen.
that.
Okay.
Okay.
All
All
right.
right.
Have a good one. See you,
You
everybody.
too.